Hi, pal. How are you?
Well, I'm moving a little faster right now than I thought I would be at 8:40 local time in San Jose. I can tell you that much. You guys just caught me before I put on a suit and go skulk around the lobby to see what I can find.
Are you surprised it happened right here and now? Because it seemed like it was going to be. If it wasn't today, if they lost tonight, maybe it was happening.
Yeah, I mean, a bit strange that Todd, you know, would be on the plane yesterday and fly down here to San Jose, you know, and then get fired while in San Jose. I don't know if that was done. You know, I'm not exactly sure why that was done. It reminded me when Dallas Aikens was the head coach and the team was about to head out on a trip to Phoenix. And they fired him in the morning prior to the trip, so he wasn't on the trip, which kind of makes sense. And as far as I know, some people might say, well, San Jose's Todd sort of home away from home. But, you know, as far as I know, Todd had kind of divested himself of his home here. So he's in Edmonton. His son, one of his sons, was at the game the other night. So I don't know if it's the timing or geography that seems a bit off, but I'm sure as the morning and day progresses, we'll find out exactly what happened. The other thing is, who knows if someone woke up this morning and said, you know what, yesterday we weren't going to do it and today we are. You know, all questions we'll try and get answers, but definitely a bit strange, but I guess not shocking considering, you know, the weekend and the way things have been going lately.
Well, this is going against what the conventional trend is has been on the National Hockey League, where teams have been hiring NCAA coaches. The Oilers opt to go with a guy who's 66. And, you know, the odd one here, Gene, is the fact that, and I'll give credit to Steve Dangle on Twitter for this one, is, you know, Hitch didn't play for the Oilers 35 years ago, so they go a little outside the box here on this one.
Oh, come on. Easy with the voice on the bus. Perry, help me out here, buddy.
I didn't say it.
You know, you know, I mean, Hitch has a connection to Edmonton and Sherwood Park. He grew up there and has, you know, always had a soft spot for Edmonton and the Oilers. And I think that, you know, when you look at that, I mean, they just hired their coaching staff. They just have a new coaching staff. So I'm not sure, you know, Glenn Gullitson and Trent Yanni, who've previously been NHL head coaches, if that was necessarily the right move to make. So you bring in someone who said he was retired from coaching, but probably, you know, has never stopped watching or being interested in the game since he just finished last season. And he gives you, well, a veteran guy, a cup winner, someone who gives you a chance to think about what the next move is and on who your future head coach is going to be. You know, I don't know if it's going to be Hitch for a month, a season or more, but with everything that's going on, I'm not sure you're quite ready to put someone in and put someone in. You know, people talk about Joel Quenneville every time there's a move. I'm not sure you're ready to do that right now and sign some kind of a contract that's, you know, more than month to month. So Hitch, from that standpoint, you know, makes sense.
Gene Principe joining us on the starting lineup. Ken Hitchcock, now the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. He really had been silent, Gene. Hitch not doing much media. We actually got him on the show about 5 weeks ago. A nice interview in which I think he told us to go to hell before we were finished, but I think in a nice Hitchcock way. Here's the thing. He does have the relationship with Nicholson, with Kevin Lowe through Hockey Canada. Yeah. To me, it's just, what does he tell Connor McDavid because of the history and how he had Brett Hull play, how he had Mike Badano play with success? To me, I'm wondering if this becomes, okay, is he going to tell Connor McDavid to rein it in? And maybe you do, because McDavid playing as he is, as good as it is, hasn't met success. Will that be the more interesting setup?
Yeah, I mean, I know Connor this season has really sort of extolled the virtues of a player like Sidney Crosby. And one of the terms we use a lot now, right, is 200-foot player. You know, and further, Perry, you know, the connection to Wayne Gretzky, who's obviously involved with the Oilers and has been involved with Hitch on the international level. So I don't know what Hitch is going to do. Connor's probably the least of his worries or concerns or things that he will spend time on. But having said that, I think Connor's probably the first guy you want to talk to. because he's the captain and because he's Connor McDavid. And, you know, I'm not saying that Connor won't be on Hitch's side, but everything I've seen and heard from Connor, he's a big fan of Todd McClellan. So you got to sit down with the kid. If it didn't happen already, it'll happen today, and it'll be Hitch, and maybe Bob Nicholson's around and Peter Chiarelli. And listen, it's a blessing to have Connor McDavid on your team. Incredible blessing, but what happens is you got to produce. And Peter Chiarelli said it, you know, going into the season, when you got Connor McDavid on your team, there's even more pressure on you as an organization to make the playoffs. You know, and right now they're only a game below 500, but after an 8-4-1 start, things have gone not very well. It was back-to-back losses against Pacific Division teams this weekend, so. You know, Todd is upstanding, A1, top-notch man. You know, apart from his record that he had, you know, as a coach of San Jose in Edmonton, he's about as fine a guy as you will see, meet, hear, talk to, spend time with. So from that standpoint, I feel really bad for Todd because he's an excellent man, and I think, you know, up until the last little while, he's been a heck of a coach with a good record. But for whatever reasons, things just have not gone well the last little bit.
Sportsnet 650.